goodness. Workday play day peeps. Welcome back to another bite-sized episode where we drop quick, actionable strategies to bring more play, connection, and leadership magic into your workday. I want you to think of this like your mid-afternoon snack. It's quick, it's satisfying, and it is packed with the good stuff to keep you going. I am your host, Erin Deal, and today we are tackling a big workplace challenge: creating inclusion in a world where DEI programs are disappearing. Now, let me just say this to all my peeps out there. People, leaders, my peeps, that's why you were called my peeps. There's a whole episode of why you are the peeps from the archives. But I know you. I see you. I am you. You are juggling priorities. You are leading teams. You are leading families. You are leading communities. You are leading organizations and associations and sitting on boards. And you're trying to foster a culture where everyone feels valued in every single one of those spaces. And let me say this for free. Right now, a place where everyone feels valued feels harder than ever to create. But I've got your back, my friends. Today, I am sharing one simple improv-inspired activity that can build inclusion and connection in literally just 5 minutes. So the reality is, with companies cutting DEI programs left and right, many people, many team members are feeling unseen and unheard. And there's a lot at stake, my friends. A lack of inclusion leads to disengagement. It leads to high turnover. It leads to less collaboration. And you, my peeps, you're people leaders, and you're feeling the pressure to fill these gaps with structured DEI support. Now, here is the good news. We love a DEI program here at Improve It. We believe in them. We think they are very necessary and needed. However, inclusion does not have to come from a corporate initiative alone. You, as a leader, my friend, can create belonging in small everyday moments. And I've got an activity to help you do this. Now, let me set the stage. This is an improv-infused activity. Improve It, Workday Playdate by Improve It, is an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. We teach teams and leaders soft skills training through improv, and this activity is improv-based. So when you're setting up this activity for your team, you can say something like, I listen to this podcast, it's called Workday Playdate, and they have this thing called a snack, made me hungry, but I listened to it anyway, and they taught me this activity, and I wanted to do it here with you today. It is called mirroring, and if you've ever taken Improv 101, okay, you will find this activity in every very entry-level improv class. Very simple. And here's why it works. Mirroring builds connection, it builds listening, and it also creates this sense of psychological safety. It helps teams feel seen and valued in a fun, low pressure way. So here's how you're going to do it. You're going to say, okay, I learned this activity. Let's go, y'all. Everybody partner up. So that's step one. They grab a partner. Step two, you're going to say to have the people in the partnerships decide who has the longest hair. Whoever has the longest hair will be person one. And everybody is always like, if their hair is in a bun, deciding on a game time decision, right? So longest hair goes first. They're going to start making simple movements. They're going to raise an arm. They could nod. They could shift left to right in their posture. There's no talking during this activity. We are just making movements. So it's kind of a nice, refreshing moment where everyone's silent for a moment, right? So person A, longest hair, starts making simple movements. Person B, short hair, is going to mirror those movements exactly as if they were the reflection to longer hair's mirror, so to speak. So you'll let the activity go for about a minute, and then you'll switch roles. So then the person with the shorter hair will start making simple movements, and longer hair will mirror those movements exactly as if they were a reflection. And after a minute, you stop the activity. Very simple, very easy, literally takes 5 minutes or less to do this and set it up and have it be an icebreaker, a way to open up a meeting with your team. Now you're going to ask the question to your team after the activity is over and both partners have had a chance to go, How did it feel to be fully seen and in sync with someone else? How did it feel to be fully seen and in sync with someone else? Love that. That's going to open up a conversation for your team about fostering psychological safety, inclusion, making sure all voices on the team are heard. It creates empathy and connection in seconds. It trains teams to truly see and respond to one another, which are some of the key elements of inclusive leadership. It's quick, it's fun, and it instantly shifts the energy in the room. When you start a meeting with play, you are starting your meeting up for success. Truly. Make people feel like children, because all of us have this inner child in us wanting to come out. Allow people on your team to get up and move and see how that moves the meeting forward, my friend. So, in our little snacks, I like to give you some challenges as homework to take with you. So my challenge to you is to try this mirroring exercise in your next meeting. It literally takes 5 minutes, but the impact on connection and inclusion is huge. Then my second piece of homework for you, my people leader, is have a moment at the end of the day to jot down what you experienced as a result of this activity. Keep it in the notes section of your phone. Keep it in your leadership toolkit. Put it somewhere in your diary. Write it in a journal. But really take the time to talk about what that was like for you to facilitate, what you witnessed with your team, and how you can do it again and do it differently in the future. Now, if you want to dive deeper into how improv can create belonging at work, I want you to tune in this Wednesday for our full episode. It is so good and so relevant. It is called The DEI Dilemma: Why Cutting Diversity Programs is Hurting Companies and How Improv Training Can Help Fill in the Gaps. We are going to unpack the data behind this, my friends, the impact, and even more improv-based strategies to build inclusive workplaces. So short, so sweet. I want you to know, until then, keep playing, keep leading, and remember that every workday is a play date waiting to happen. The world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I will see you on Wednesday.